Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the kickoff.
Behind everything that is great, there is a great mind, a mastermind. Get ready for the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge, the definitive fantasy football information and advice show. Your host, Fantasy Football Mastermind Michael Nazareth, has several decades of fantasy football experience. His website, ffmastermind.com, offers comprehensive fantasy football information, including a preseason drafting strategy guide and weekly in-season fantasy football newsletters. The Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge offers fantasy football picks to click and flick, the latest NFL news, and much, much more. Each week during the fantasy football season. Remember, there's no bragging rights for finishing second.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Here's your host of the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge, Michael Nazareth.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is November 12th. This is week 11. That's right. It's the start of the fantasy playoff stretch drive in the 2024 NFL season. My name's Michael Nazareth. I'm host of the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge podcast. Fantasy Football Mastermind can be found on the web at ffmastermind.com. And I'm all by myself, of course, today, but I just got confirmation that my good friend Chris Rito is going to be right here with me 2 weeks from today for our special Thanksgiving week podcast. So mark that in your books. You want to make sure I know you get tired just hearing me, but in 2 weeks you're going to be able to hear Chris Rito and his expert analysis too. Anyway, let's get right to the news and notes. And, of course, last week was the trade deadline. There are some big injuries that hit. By the way, before I start into that, I want to do a shout-out to all the veterans out there. Yesterday was Veterans Day. You guys, very much appreciated for everybody that serves for this country. Keep us the home of the free, home of the brave. Yeah. Okay, we appreciate you guys. So anyway, let's get right to it. The big news of the week was, of course, Dak Prescott's injury. Now, they kind of wishy-washied on that. Is he going to be out for just like a few weeks? Then it was going to be IR, but he's going to come back. Now it looks like he's going to have season-ending surgery. He's gone for the year. So the fantasy impact is not very good for the entire Dallas Cowboys team. Let's see. Starting with CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb goes from like a WR1 to a WR3. He'll still get the targets like he did last week, six or seven catches, 20, 30 yards. If you're lucky to get 10 points out of him, yeah, not much more than that. Everybody else on the wide receiver core, including Jalen Tolbert, very, very risky. I wouldn't start Tolbert. Jake Ferguson, he goes from like a lower end tight end one, to basically a mid-range two. And the same situation that CeeDee Lamb's in, he'll catch three, four, five passes. You'll be lucky to get 30 yards out of him. A score is going to be very, very tough to come by. They're just not scoring touchdowns in the offense. I mean, when Cooper Rush throws for less than 50 yards, you're going to be lucky to kick two field goals. And speaking of field goals, Brandon Aubrey slides outside of my top 10. I think for the rest of the year I would have him right now at around level 12, 13, 14, something like that. So you can probably do better off the waiver wire than to stick with Aubrey, because they're just not scoring points there. And it's not going to get any easier this week when Dallas plays Houston on Monday night. Okay, Houston's hopefully going to get back one of their big receivers. I'm going to mention him in a second now. But as for the running game in Dallas, Rico Dowdle, already a risky flex. You get 60, 70 yards, hopefully, out of him if you're lucky, and maybe a catch or two. Once again, scores will be tough to come by, so a risky flex there. The other big injury, of course, is Trevor Lawrence. And this is not on his throwing shoulder. It's the other shoulder, but it's still a very serious AC sprain. And it looks like he might be out for the season, although the team is being very tight-lipped about it. They're not saying anything, much of anything. He might, I don't know, there's their holding out hope that he might just miss a couple of games. But in the meantime, everybody is downgraded. You can see that across the board with Mac Jones. No touchdowns last week. Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram is still the top target for the Jaguars in this system with Mac Jones throwing to the tight ends. But he's a borderline tight end one, if that. Brian Thomas, he becomes a risky three. Forget about Gabe Davis. Travis Etienne and Bigsby, Tank Bigsby, they're beat up. They're risky threes. So it's just not good any way you slice it there. Moving on over to our list of injuries here. Aaron Jones with the ribs got popped, went in for the locker room, came back out, and actually came back into the game. So it seems like he's likely to play. We'll see if he can get through a whole week of practice. Brian Robinson with a hamstring. They play on Thursday night. Limited Monday, Tuesday in estimation. We'll find out tomorrow on Wednesday if he plays. Hopefully he does. I've got him in several leagues. Jeremy McNichols is just not cutting it, people. Okay, that's the backup to Robinson. Moving on over, the big guy from last week, we were hoping and praying, and I've got him in a big FFPC main event team. Nico Collins did not play last week. Boo-hoo. They said basically because he didn't practice. I don't know if D'Amico Ryans was smoking some weed there or something, but if he's healthy, they should have just managed his reps and get him on the field. So maybe he's not being truthful. I don't know. All I know is that they said he would practice and that he did not have a setback. So Nico is expected to play this week. We shall see if he makes it through the week unscathed practicing. DK Metcalf with the foot. Expected to practice on Wednesday, on track to play. Okay. Sorry about that. T. Higgins with a quad. Day-to-day, we'll see if he can practice and play. It'll probably depend on if he can practice. Michael Pittman with the back did not play last week. Big decision coming there. If he plays this week, then Alec Pierce and Adonai Mitchell go back to being risky flexes and such. If Pittman doesn't play, then pick up Pierce and or Mitchell and play him this week if you need him. Devonta Smith, hamstring, limited on Tuesday. It looks like he's probably going to end up playing on Thursday. Juju Smith-Schuster with a hamstring. Very status, very uncertain there. We shall see. Amari Cooper with a wrist. Status uncertain. We'll see if he practices. Keon Coleman with wrist out. Already ruled out. Out, missed several weeks here. I'm not quite sure if he's going to return this year. If he does, it'll be later in the season. Dalton Kincaid with a knee. Buffalo is injured, beat up big time. Mac Hollins is a good fantasy pickup right now, as is Curtis Samuel has a little bit of value. Dalton Kincaid with a knee. He put a brace on it, tried to come back in the game. It could not last more than a couple plays on Sunday, so he's very uncertain there. If he doesn't, then Dawson Knox has value. Dallas Goedert, same boat as Devonta Smith, ankle limited on Tuesday after sitting on Monday. So it looks like he's trending towards playing. We shall see tomorrow. Sam LaPorta with a shoulder, status uncertain, and he's got a good matchup coming up, and he's coming off one of his best games of the season. 3 catches, 66 yards, and a score. We shall see if he can practice and play. Comprehensive list, of course, of these injuries and more can be found in our in-season injury tracker and our weekly newsletter called the 4th-and-1 Injury Report for premium newsletter subscribers. We'll be right back after this important message.
You know you want to dominate your fantasy football league. Manage your teams with assistance from the definitive fantasy football information service, Fantasy Football Mastermind. Found on the web at ffmastermind.com. There's plenty of free stuff, and the premium content will consistently give your teams the best chance to go all the way. Co-founder and CEO Michael Nazarek has several decades of experience, including winning 4 consecutive SI.com Experts League championships, along with tens of thousands of dollars playing in the Fantasy Football Players Championship. Go to ffmastermind.com and check out their volumes of fantasy football content updated daily, which give you the edge you need to legitimately claim championship.
Championship!
Redrafter, Dynasty, Keeper, Auction, Salary Cap, IDP. They cover them all with the best content available anywhere. Go to FFMastermind.com. The longer you wait, the more great information you'll be missing.
Okay, please check out our website at ffmastermind.com. Lots of good stuff on there, including our flagship feature, NFL Quick Bets. Anything that breaks in the NFL news that's non-injury related during the season is going to be posted there, including all the details on trades and contract extensions and releases and such like that. All of our injury news and all the injuries that happen, as they happen, that goes right into our premium injury Quick Bets, which is part of our premium fantasy newsletter. We're also posting free Eye and Sky scan reports, including those on the Colts, covering the Colts from Chris Rito. Of course, our weekly newsletter, the midseason special, $12.95. That's going to go on for at least another week. But guess what, people? If you listen and write down this code right now and go to our website, choose the newsletter for $12.95 and put in the code EDGEWN, as in weekly newsletter 3. That's EDGEWN, the number 3, EDGEWN 3. You save $3 and you can get the newsletters for the rest of the season for $9.95. That's usually a late season special. That'll start sometime probably next week. So check us out. That's even, the cheaper than the cost of a medium pizza. Follow me on Twitter at FFMastermind. All right. Let's get right to the picks to click and flick for this week. These are guys you want to consider starting or sitting, depending on their situation, their matchup, and such. Quarterbacks. Couple guys I like this week. I really like Russell Wilson. He's really taken the Steelers' offense to a new level since replacing Justin Fields. I got to give credit to Mike Tomlin. It wasn't like Fields was doing terrible, but he it wasn't as smooth as it is with Russell. And Russell's got good connection with George Pickens. They're connecting for scores. Mad catch by Pickens in the end zone last week. Anyway, guess what? He gets the Baltimore Ravens, and their secondary sucks. So this might be actually a fairly high-scoring game, which is usually not what happens with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, they did score 28 points last week. Should score at least that much if it gets to be high-scoring. So if you need a quarterback for this week, Russell Wilson is your guy. C.J. Stroud with Houston, I know he's been playing terrible, but guess what? He gets Nico back, and if he gets Nico back, he gets also to face the Cowboys secondary, and that's, of course, the Monday night game. This week in Dallas, C.J. Stroud should put up 20-plus points in this game with Dell and Nico returning. And, of course, they still got Joe Mixon there. A couple of guys I'm concerned about this week. Jaden Daniels, I constantly rank him in the top 10 and all, but it's more like 10 closer to the top 5. The Eagles playing really good defense. They're the only team that has limited the two teams to under 50 yards passing. And so Jaden Daniels, he's going to struggle. So last week he struggled. I thought he would struggle, and he did. I think he scored like 12 points, something like that. So I'd be concerned about that. If you got a better matchup, then I'd take it. Geno Smith, Seattle. The 49ers usually play well against him, so be careful there. And running back, clicks for the week, I like David Montgomery. Detroit scores against the weak Jaguars run defense this week in Detroit. Heck, he might score twice. So if you've got him, you're probably going to start him, and it should be a productive game, 15-plus points in PPR system. Breece Hall, I know he's been struggling lately, but I think it's going to be a good game at home against the Colts. I think he's going to score in this game, 15-plus points. So you're going to start him, and you should be rewarded. A couple of guys I'm concerned a little bit about, James Cook. I know he can catch passes and all, but they've been running him more. Temper your expectations against the number one ranked Chiefs run defense this week. That's the big game of the week, Kansas City at Buffalo. You're going to start James Cook. I'm just saying that he's not going to have his normal big game, I don't think. Najee Harris, the Ravens run defense will really limit him. So he'll have to catch some passes in this game. Russell's going to have to throw to win the game. And that usually doesn't feature Najee Harris. That's more Jalen Warren's specialty there. Moving on over to wide receivers, a couple of guys I like this week. George Pickens. Yeah, why not? Russell Wilson and George Pickens against the Ravens' sorry defense. Last week I listed Ja'Marr Chase as a click, and I said he could score 3 times. And guess what, people? He did. So I'm Nostradamus, right? I wish. Anyway, you got George Pickens. You're going to start him, and he should score this week. Calvin Ridley scored twice last week. I think he's going to score again on easily on a struggling Vikings secondary. That's probably the one thing that Will Levis is going to do right. So start Calvin Ridley. A couple of guys I'm concerned about this week, Jordan Addison from Minnesota. You know, they got T.J. Hockenson back now. They still got Justin Jefferson. This Titans secondary is very tough. You know, Jordan's just been catching a couple passes here in the last week. So I'd be careful there. And we can't start Deontay Johnson until he does something more than play like five snaps and get two targets on three routes run. And even when Tylan Wallace is doing more than him on nine snaps, it's not good. So even though it's a revenge game, Deontay Johnson against the Steelers, I'm not starting Johnson. A couple of the tight ends I like this week. Will Disley, Bengals struggle against the tight end, was still allowing six tight ends to score. And also, Disley maintained a 22% target share, a 23% last week, and even with a healthy Hayden Hurst there. So Disley is a nice streamer. Jonu Smith, another one. He's got another great matchup against the Raiders. He caught three passes for almost 50 yards and almost scored. Got pulled down right at the one-half-yard line on Monday night. So if you need Jonu, start him. A couple of guys I'm concerned about, Zach Ertz. The Eagles have allowed zero tight ends to score. That's the only team that's allowed no tight end scores. Zach Ertz is not getting very many targets, not doing much with him. Earlier in the season, it was a bomb. He's not so much. It's funny, my Dynasty League, I was frustrated with Schultz. Dalton Schultz, and picked up Ertz and was playing him until Mr. Hockenson got healthy. And I've been having hold him on my IR, so now I'm playing Hawk. So sit Ertz. Evan Ingram, like I said, Mac Jones plus tough Lions tight end defense, start him and pray if you do or dare. If you've got a better option, then do it. I think I've got Evan Ingram ranked 13 or 14 this week. Okay, my streamers at kicker and defense. Jake Bates, Detroit, got the game-winning field goal down in Houston. I know he kind of skimmed the inside of the pole, but, hey, they all count in the paper. It looks like right down the middle. I think he's going to kick multiple field goals against Jacksonville, who didn't give up a touchdown, I think, last week. Kicked a lot of field goals. John Parker Romo from Minnesota did, so Jake Bates should have a good game. Brandon McManus for Green Bay coming off the bye, so somebody might have dropped him. He gets to play in Chicago, and they're kind of a bend-don't-break defense, so Brandon McManus should have a good game. Couple of defenses, of course, Detroit against Jacksonville at home. They could really blow up in that game. They made some key turnovers in Houston to win that game last week. And the Rams, the L.A. Rams play the New England Patriots, and Bobby Brown, yeah, Bobby Brown III, no relation to the singer, but he blew up the game on Monday night, well, a couple times, sacks. The Rams defense is playing much better now. They lost that game. The Miami Dolphins defense played a little bit better, but the Rams defense should make hay against the Patriots line up front, sack and intercept May, Drake May. So that's a good option there. So anyway, thank you for joining me. This is Michael Nazarek, and see you all next week when Week 12 is previewed with select picks to click and flick for fantasy. Good night and good luck to everyone playing this week.
Football!
Fantasy. Football? You know, a physical sport.
You've been listening to the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge with your host, Michael Nazarek, the definitive fantasy football information and advice show. Join us next time. Until then, remember, there's no bragging rights for finishing second.
Good day, sir!